identity. Today, I'm making my final credit card.
I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The Howard County Public School System begins its new policy on students' use of cell phones and other personal devices today. Under the new rules, elementary, middle, and high school students must silence their phones and put them away from the first bell to the last bell. Students will be able to wear smartwatches, but they can only be used to check the time. Personal laptops may be used for instructional activities in high school when allowed by a teacher. When a personal device is used in violation of the new policy, it will be confiscated for the remainder of the day. The new policy was approved by the County Board of Education on January 30th. And no injuries have been reported after three vacant row homes went up in flames in Baltimore City. Firefighters responded to the 3600 block of Reisterstown Road at about 11:30 Sunday morning and found one of the buildings fully involved, and a second alarm was called at around noon. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Red Sox in Sarasota today, on tap for a very interesting pitching day. 41-year-old veteran Charlie Morton will start for the Birds, and Tomoyuki Sugano will relieve him. Masson.com's Rock Kubatko reporting that Orioles closer Felix Bautista expected to make his spring debut this afternoon as well. NFL draft class deep with D linemen, and nothing that happened last week at the player combine changed that. General manager Eric DaCosta was asked about picking one with the team's first choice.
We're going to draft best available player. So I think if we're picking at 27 and there's an edge rusher and he's the best guy, we're probably going to pick him.
Caps took one on the chin Saturday in D.C. Lightning beat him 3-1 for their eighth straight win. But the chase continued, though, for Alex Ovechkin.
Going on the reload, he fanned on it. Ovechkin to the slot. He scores! Alex Ovechkin!
With the call on Monumental, 884 for Ovechkin, 11 from the record. Caps, however, lose their third in a row at home. Better news, though, for the Terps on Saturday in Happy Valley. Game was tight. Maryland led 66-64 with 20 seconds to play.
High in that timer, trying to get by Baldwin on the kick to Rice. Oh, what a shot! He had made one all game, and he puts the Terps up by four.
Call on BTN, Rodney Rice just 2-for-13 in the game. But sometimes it's not how many you make, but when you make them. 68-64 Maryland was the final. Terps are 12-6 in the conference. Coming up in 30 minutes, Kate Povich makes his case. And that is Stein on Sports.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures are beginning to warm up. Sunshine today, 44. Tomorrow's a mild day, 58. Wednesday, cold front with showers and storms, 62 Wednesday, cooling down to near 50 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 29 degrees in Westminster, 30 in Easton, and 29 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday to all of you. Gosh, oh gosh. Look, I know you have options. I appreciate you being right here with us at WCBM for Kim Plasick Live every weekday, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Don't forget, if you haven't already, this should have been on your New Year's resolution list, okay? Let's be honest. You should go to the App Store and download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store, and then that way you can text me live right through the app, but you can take the show on the go. Now, on Friday, I did mention that I was going to go to see The Lion King at the Hippodrome with my daughter, Olivia, and we did, in fact, do that. I have to tell you, that was probably one of the best plays I've ever seen. And I've seen quite a few, especially at the Hippodrome. But I was so impressed when it comes to the costumes, when it came to production, the dancing. It was just, you know, the props even. I was blown away. I was blown away. And you know what's so great about the Hippodrome? Because I know a lot of people don't like to go into Baltimore City very often. But you get right off the exit, and it's right there, right? You go right in where Camden Yards is. Take that one little turn there. What is that? What's that one turn? Is that Lombard? Take that one little turn. You're right there. You're right there. And then they have a parking garage, which is right across the street. So you literally, you get out of your car, cross the street, and then boom, you're in the Hippodrome. Okay, so it is. I forgot how easy it was. And so remember I said we might take an Uber? Well, we had passes to park in the garage. So we did drive down and we had such a good time. Afterwards, I don't know if you guys follow me on social media. I hope that you do. But I posted a video of Olivia singing a little bit because, of course, when you sit at a play, right, for 2 hours and you're with an 8-year-old girl, the first thing they want to do is sing and dance, and they'll do it all night. So, of course, we went to go eat dinner, and then we get in the car, and as we're driving home, she's singing the entire time. But I did post it on X, and I did post it on Instagram. So Kim K. Baltimore on X and Kimberly Klasick on Instagram if you want to check it out. But like I said, it was a great show. And to all those that were in the cast, all those that were involved in production in general, you know, the script writer, it was all so well done. And of course, you know, we already know the story of The Lion King, right? You know about Mufasa, you know about Simba, you know what happened as Simba, you know, was defying his dad, being in places he shouldn't have been. And then Mufasa comes to rescue him. Unfortunately, Mufasa is trampled and killed. I mean, the whole thing is the same story, obviously, that many of us have known for quite some time. But the way that they executed it was great. And I will say this, it was also great for Olivia to see Nala, right? The young lion, I guess lioness, I should say, right? Simba's friend. And then also Simba, because they were both about maybe 10 years old. And so I could see her eyes light up like, that could be me. That could be me up there, right? So it's like, it was really cute. There were lots of kids in that theater, and it was great because honestly, I didn't hear a peep from any child for the whole 2 hours. So you know that they were entertained and they enjoyed themselves. So again, shout out to the Hippodrome. We did a lovely job. And it was, you know what? They have lots of volunteers there. We were not lost. Everybody knew exactly, you know, we had questions. Are there chips? Is there popcorn? You know, you could ask anybody and they were just so happy to help you. So well done. Of course, today we have a lot going on. We've got to talk about Governor Wes Moore and the fact that he announced actions to help laid off federal workers. I've got a huge issue with this. A huge issue with this. We are going to talk about that. Also, I don't know if you guys noticed, but former governor in New York, Andrew Cuomo, he had a big announcement over the weekend. And it came in a 17-minute video. Yes, 17 minutes. former Governor Andrew Cuomo. And so I do have a little piece of it. Don't worry. I have the important piece. You don't have to listen to 17 minutes of Andrew Cuomo, but we are going to talk about that. At 10:35, we'll be joined by Senator Carl Jackson. I know I've been teasing this, I feel like, for such a long time now. But he's finally coming on today, just like when we have other delegates and state senators on. You know, they're right in their 90-day session, so they're not going to be he's not going to be on a ton of time. But it's just like as if we hear from Senator Justin Reedy and others. But we are going to ask him about the fact. Well, first we got to ask him, or we got to congratulate him, I guess, on his endorsed candidate becoming the delegate in his seat. If you recall. He endorsed Kim Ross, who's now, she was, you know, voted unanimously to be in that delegate seat in District 8. But Kim Ross was his candidate, whereas Harry Benderi and Nick Allen, both delegates in District 8, they endorse Caitlin Clem Kilmer is her name. Now, meanwhile, she didn't receive any votes. There's rumor, apparently, that she does plan to run for something else in the future. But I do want to ask Senator Carl Jackson about this, because from my understanding, Kim Ross is more of a moderate than a progressive, which is probably why you had Harry Benderi and Nick Allen endorsed a more progressive candidate. But I wonder, you know, is there a shift happening in Annapolis? Because we talk about on the national scene that Democrats haven't quite seemed to, get the big picture. It's almost like they lost the plot, you know, because we've talked about this. They're still talking about gender issues. They're still talking about trans. And it's kind of like, dude, are you understanding now why President Trump won the popular vote, why he has a 52% approval rating while gutting some of these these federal agencies? I mean, to have 52% is crazy. It's wild, right? As he's doing all these things, there's all these videos of everybody crying. I can't believe he's changing things like this. You know, but he's still doing very well when it comes to his approval rating. And then on top of this, he did win all seven swing states. And so we were wondering, I've been inquiring for quite some time, you know, do the Democrats understand that they're no longer on, you know, the side in which the people want? Overwhelmingly, people in their own party voted for a little more common sense. So we're going to ask him about that. Also, I want to ask him about the taxes and the fees and everything that we're seeing going on in Annapolis. I would like to think that there are Democrats in Annapolis that are not excited about Governor Westmore's budget. I would like to think that is the case. I would also like to believe that not every Democrat is excited about the fees and the taxes. And so we're going to ask Senator Carl Jackson about this around 10:35, so stay right there. Also, Howard County, no cell phone rule. We'll get into that. I do want to get your feedback on that. But let's go ahead and start out with the mayhem that erupted at the White House on Friday. Now, as we were sitting here, I guess, what was that? Maybe around 11, 11:30. It's like, you know, we knew that Zelensky had arrived, right? I immediately saw the video of Zelensky getting out of the car there at the White House. President Trump was outside to greet him. You know what? What's different? And I noted this. President Trump, I believe if he doesn't really want to greet you outside, he doesn't have to. Okay. But he was outside to greet him. So in my mind, it made me believe that he at least was open to discussion. Okay. Because he could have just sent J.D. Vance to the door to open the door, right? He could have done that. He could have had Marco Rubio open the door. He didn't. He was out there. You had Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. He gets out of the car. Of course, he's wearing, like, you know, this black long sleeve T-shirt and these joggers, from what I could tell. And President Trump, he immediately just starts messing with him. He's like, oh, look at that. He dressed up today, which is, it was different because we're used to seeing him in like that dark green fatigue kind of outfit with the military, chains on and things like that. He was not doing it like the dog tags. You know what I mean? He did not wear that. He was in black, but he still wasn't dressed up. Now, I know there was a lot of people talking about how that's disrespectful. Trust me, I get it. You know how I feel about dressing up also. I get that part of it. But that, to me, honestly, for me, it didn't bother me that much because he's been wearing this costume for quite some time. I figured he'd show up that way. So I didn't think anything of it. Well, beyond that, he sits down And J.D. Vance is in the room. President Trump, obviously. You had President Zelensky. You had the ambassador to Ukraine. You had Senator Marco Rubio. The room was packed. There's a ton of press in there. I want you to take a listen. This isn't all the audio because this went on for quite some time, like 15 to 20 minutes. But I want you to take a listen to this audio because J.D. Vance is kind of in this one. Take a listen.
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you are not strong...
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office to try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems?
What?
Bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems. Even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
God bless, you will not have a war. Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this.
I'm not dictating.
You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will
good.
Feel influence.
We're going to feel very
I'm
good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed from yourself
very,
to be in a very,
very
bad position, and he happens
war.
To be right about
from
it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not
Mr.
in a good position.
I don't have the
cards right now. With us, you start having
cards.
Playing cards. Right now, you don't. Yeah, you're
serious,
playing cards.
Mr. President.
You're playing
I'm very
cards.
Serious.
You're gambling
the
with the lives of millions of people.
You think
you're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
I'm
it's
with
back
all
to you.
Respect to you.
Far
country.
More than a lot of people said they
respect.
Should have.
Have you said thank you once?
A lot of times.
No, in this
even
entire
today,
meeting, you said thank
even
you.
Today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Oh. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
All right, so that was a little bit of the audio from the White House on Friday. And so there's a lot of chatter, if you could imagine, about how this went down and why it went down. If you heard there, for me, President Trump, I could tell he got a little upset because President Zelensky, he started fear-mongering immediately, right? He goes, well, you have nice ocean, so you don't feel it now, but you're going to feel it. And so you could tell President Trump was like, whoa, don't sell that to my people. Do not say that in front of the American press, because this is not what we're doing today. So I want to get your feedback on that interaction. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. While you're calling in, we're going to go ahead and head over to Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management for today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Monday. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Monday. I'm interested to see whether or not that blow up at the White House Friday affects the market at all.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because so far it doesn't look like we're getting a whole lot of negative reaction to the markets, from that heated argument or blow up, as you call it, Kim. We actually had, ironically, Friday late afternoon, the market really was trying to build on something big. We had an afternoon bounce last Friday that could have been more about, maybe just some month-end acquisition and buying in the stock market than really anything fundamental. But here this morning, the market is following on that late Friday afternoon trade or move higher, Kim. The Dow futures are up 151 points. S&P 500 futures are up 26.5 points. And NASDAQ futures, again, which is a really big technology-led index, up about 160 points here currently. So, again, markets right now, at least this morning, are kind of shaking off this weak month of February that we had since today's obviously the first trading day of the month of March. But we've got this looming tariff deadline here today. that could add some volatility as well. It remains to be seen. Commerce Secretary Lutnick said that I think while tariffs on Canada and Mexico will still go into effect tomorrow on March 4th, the rate may be lower than planned 25%. There is now an additional 10% tariff in play on China. That's on track. Lumber actually could be a big thing to discuss, or could be next, with President Trump ordering the Commerce Department to launch some investigation into potential national security harm. So we're seeing a lot of different things. We also had cryptocurrencies rallying after President Donald Trump announced the creation of a strategic crypto reserve for the United States. We're seeing some cryptocurrencies bouncing here early morning. But, you know, these moves right now could be potentially more speculative trades, pulling attention from Trump's plans, again, to import or impose these import taxes on some key U.S. trading partners here this week, Kim. So there's a lot to be seen. I mean, on the macro calendar, we still have February PMI manufacturing data. That's coming out here this morning at 9:45 in just a few minutes, followed by the January construction spending and February ISM manufacturing data also coming out at 10 o'clock here this morning. We only have right now, when we talk about earnings, things are fairly quiet in terms of corporate news this week, seeing a slowdown in fourth quarter earnings reporting. Only 9 companies of the S&P 500 are scheduled to report here thus far. But let me leave you this. Big news outside of the economy, Domino's Pizza finally launching their stuffed crust, Kim, to keep customers away from their rivals. So we'll see how that plays into the market today, and we'll be back on Wednesday morning, Kim. Have a great day.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tim.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Before the break, we were talking about what happened on Friday at the White House. President Zelensky from Ukraine and President Trump and even VP J.D. Vance, they got into it. And believe it or not, Zelensky didn't even stay for lunch. They had a lunch already and planned, and they threw him out. I guess Trump said, get out of my house. And then the staff actually went in, and they were showing videos of the staff literally eating the lunch because they were like, well, we're not going to let the food go to waste. But there are a lot of people talking about this online. You know, do you think this is a good tactic on either side, right? Whether it comes to, from President Trump's side or President Zelensky's side, and able to broker peace here? Because from my understanding, that's what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to get this war to end. We don't want things to escalate. Obviously, we want to get Putin to the table and say, look, enough is enough. But do you think that this was the right tactic? And again, there's no wrong answer to this, because I want to hear from you guys. I'm going to jump right in because the phone lines are blowing up. I got 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you also want to get in this conversation, Terrell and Owings Mills. Good morning, Terrell.
Hey, good morning, Kim. How you doing? Hey, look,
good.
Kim. Kim, do you blame Ukraine for this war?
Terrell, this is your time to speak, so you don't have to ask me. Any questions.
Okay, I thought you might want to hold a debate. You say you want to talk about it. Okay, but
yeah,
okay,
I want to hear from you.
I heard Cal Thomas. Do you know who Cal Thomas is?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, Cal Thomas is a Republican. You know, he's a Ronald Reagan Republican, And he was on C-SPAN yesterday. And you know what he said? He said Donald Trump does not have a plan. He said he don't have no plan. Donald Trump don't even know what he want to do. And then they have a poll, a Fox News poll, said 81% of all Americans, you know, Democrat, Republican, Independent, said that they do not trust Putin. And here it is. Trump said that he could end this war in one day. Kim, is he going to end this war in one day?
I think he's doing a pretty good job right now. I think we disagree on how we go about it, and that's fine. That's why I want to hear from you guys.
Kim,
go ahead.
Can I ask you one thing?
Yes.
Kim, how does your ex-husband feel about this?
I don't really talk to my ex-husband about anything other than the daughter that we have together.
But he's Ukrainian.
He's my ex-husband.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He is. I was with my ex-wife yesterday, okay?
How'd that go?
I thought you might have some interaction, you know, by him being Ukrainian and by him
He
being,
is Ukrainian, yes. Being, well, I will tell being, you. Well, Terrell,
you say it all the time.
I will tell you, when this war started out, he's from Shamokin, Pennsylvania. Yes, he is Ukrainian. And there was a group that got together with the church in which he attended growing up. And, of course, they were sending over supplies. They were helping out with all those that are there and feeling the burn of the war. But just like anybody else, right now they're looking for a peace deal. And, you know, for some time during the Biden administration, I think we have to admit that it didn't seem like we were going to get there at all with his team. So it's like, look, any movement at this point, Terrell, to me is good movement.
Well, I tell you what. Well, Donald Trump sent him over. What did he say? He sent him over missiles and all this stuff. He didn't try to do anything after that. What did he try to do?
Well, I think that's why Zelensky was there on Friday, because they're trying to get this wrapped up. That's what I believe. That's why they had the minerals deal that was offered.
But he started this 2 weeks ago, Kim, and you know it. He blamed Zelensky for talking to Ukraine. Now, Kim, was that a lie?
Terrell, I think there's many people like myself, we don't want to send Ukraine any more money. So the way that we get out of this and quickly is where we want to head. Terrell, thank you so much for weighing in. I will go ahead and let you go for the day. I'm glad you're hanging out with your ex-wife. I hope things were well. Nothing escalated there. If you talked about politics, I'm sure you did. Let's see. Dan in New Hampshire, I got 1 minute, Dan. You want to weigh in?
Oh, a minute's not going to be enough time. Shoot. It was installed corrupt Joe Biden and puppet master Obama who orchestrated this war, pushing the Ukraine to join NATO. Everyone knows that the treaty signed several decades ago made Ukraine a buffer country between Russia and NATO countries. That's as simple as that. And Zelensky could have ended everything, okay, by telling installed corrupt Joe Biden that he wouldn't join, the Ukraine wouldn't join NATO. But Zelensky couldn't, because Zelensky is a control puppet of the globalists.
Yeah, Dan. Yeah, there's a lot of people that feel the same way. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you. If you guys want to weigh in on this topic here, Zelensky and President Trump, where are we headed? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I got a couple calls on deck here. We'll get to you right when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. South Carolina's governor declared a state of emergency yesterday as crews battled wildfires that burned more than 6 square miles. Meanwhile, fire crews in North Carolina are working to contain multiple blazes in 4 forests. There were evacuations in both states. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer rallied European leaders over the weekend on behalf of Ukraine and wider European security. They announced the doubling down of support for Ukraine. Europe is concerned about President Trump's upending of U.S. policy toward Ukraine and his embrace of Vladimir Putin. Kroger's longtime chairman and CEO is out. Rodney McMullen is stepping down after an internal investigation. The company today said the investigation into McMullen's personal conduct was unrelated to business, but inconsistent with business ethics policy. SRN News.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The big news Saturday for the Birds was Cade Povich, outdueling Pirates phenom Paul Skeens in a 5-2 loss. The Orioles lefty striking out 6 over 3 scoreless innings and making a case for the rotation in 2025. Here's the skipper, Brandon Hyde.
He's been throwing the ball really well in camp. The changeup, it's come a long way through a lot of really good ones today. So really happy with the life to his fastball. Good changeups behind, especially to right-handed hitters, like what we saw.
Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta, whose nickname is EDC, on NFL Network yesterday, explaining the Ravens' player personnel situation to reporter Peter Schrager.
Well, I would say that EDC stands for Every Draft Counts, because we never have any money. We're always up against the cap, and our job is really to find the best talent we can here.
Weekend college lacrosse, mammoth game in Atlanta. Number 1 Notre Dame, number 2 Maryland, for the right to be called the best team in the nation. And the best player on the field was Maryland goalkeeper Will McNaney.
Here's Jeffrey, freshman looking to dodge, getting in the middle of the field. Passes inside, Kavanaugh, stolen by McNaney! It's a kick save, Connor!
Call on the ACC Network, Will McNaney was the difference in the game. 11 fourth quarter saves, 16 in all. Maryland stuns Notre Dame 11-10. The Terps will be the number 1 team in the country today. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's trim their roster. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
A storm over the Rockies brings us some rain by Wednesday. Until then, we're enjoying the sunshine and a chance to warm up. Not a whole lot warmer today, 44 this afternoon. Temperatures close to 30 overnight. Tomorrow, though, a milder day, 58 the high. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms ahead of that cold front, 62 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Join for free today. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Rob Carson Show.
Federal government is rotten to the core, and this is its comeuppance, and we are witnessing history like we've never seen before. And if you are on the wrong side of it, and you're complaining about DOGE, and if you go down this path, nothing good is going to come of you. The American people now see how wretched and awful you have been in Washington, D.C., and our federal government has existed to only enrich itself.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning. Happy Monday to all of you. If you're just joining us, we're talking about what transpired on Friday at the White House. Huge blow up between President Trump, President Zelensky from Ukraine, and our VP JD Vance. And wow, it was quite the topic over the weekend. But I wanted to talk to you about it because I do wonder how you feel about what you see. Do you think that we're any closer to a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine? Do you think that the blow-up was helpful or not so helpful? I also noted that as soon as Zelensky left the White House, you had many in the EU come forward and declare how they are supporting Ukraine and how they are going to now step up and send money to Ukraine. And here's the interesting part. That's what we've been asking since the very beginning. It's like, why are we taking on the full load and sending out of our hardened tax dollars to Ukraine when nobody else in the EU was stepping up? So I noted on Friday, because I saw a post from Sweden. Sweden's like, oh, yes, we stand with Ukraine, you know. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Sweden plans to cash app Ukraine. I guess they're no longer staying neutral on any of this. But I mean, it's kind of like this is what we wanted. But at the same time, I want to get your feedback because not everybody agrees that this is the right way to go about it. I've got Nicole in Hamilton. Nicole, you want to weigh in?
Yes, thank you, Kim.
Yep.
I believe that Zelensky came in on some BS. He does not want peace. He met with the Democrats before meeting with Trump, and he did exactly what the Democrats wanted him to do. He got upset every single time it was a mention of Ukraine not being able to win the war. He went after J.D. When J.D. implied peace through diplomacy, you know, I just believe Zelensky is blinded by hate. He hates Russia, rightfully so, you know,
yeah. But
he hates them so he can't see past hate. And I don't think Trump should trust him because I think if he signs the mineral deal, and this may be going like far off, if he signs the mineral deal and then we get U.S. contractors over there, he hates Russia so bad, I believe he would kill U.S. Contractors and act like it was Russia just to get us to engage. I don't think we should trust him.
Ooh, Nicole, I didn't even think about that part of it. I guess, you know, when you watched that interaction on Friday, because I looked at it and I agree with you, the first thing he started doing was basically saying, you know, this could escalate to a point where it's over here. I thought that was interesting to throw the fear-mongering out right there.
But you're going to feel it. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. That was bizarre to me. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You know, that to me was odd. That was odd. Because it's like, look, if you're there because you want help, right? Say you want weapons. Say you want money. Say you want all these things. Okay, but then why are you sitting there telling us then, you know, we're going to feel all this heat and da, da, da. You know, to me, it just seemed really disrespectful. Now, I will say Zelensky could have been upset. This could have, you know, he could have been upset when he got out of the car. Because remember, President Trump was laughing at the fact that he didn't dress up. So if you watch that video, I did post on my social media platforms, by the way. If you watch the video, President Trump makes that joke and then Zelensky looks really upset. at the joke. So maybe it's possible Zelensky was like, oh, no, you didn't. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I want to get your feedback here. I've got Dave and Glen Burnie. Dave, what say you?
Well, Nicole stole a little bit of my thunder. I heard over the weekend that Zelensky met with some Democratic senators, one in particular, which I don't remember the name, that told him to be combative and get what he got, and I'm like a little Trump, as I'm thinking, why didn't Trump know that was going on and not you know, curtail that?
Yeah.
I just want your thoughts on that, the senator, and if it happened or didn't happen, and I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. See, I understand that a lot of people are chatting about it, you know, whether or not this was kind of a setup from the very beginning. I can't tell, you know, what was going on. The fact that you had so many different countries, they all came forward at once. I don't know if you guys are on X or not, but it was announced that Zelensky was asked to leave the White House and not even sit for lunch. And within minutes, you had every country in the EU, you know, basically declaring their support for Ukraine. And President Zelensky's ex feed, right, his account, I doubt he runs it personally, but his account then started quote tweeting all these different countries saying, we're with you, we're with you, we're with you. Then it came out that they were going to send him some money. And so then it was like, all right, well, if you do care, I don't know why you didn't step up in the first place. And I think this goes back to what Dave just mentioned. It did seem like this was very coordinated. It did. Whether or not we can prove that, I don't think we can. I do have some sound here from Lindsey Graham. If I can just let you listen to what Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, had to say right after the meeting.
What I think, complete, utter disaster. I've been to Ukraine 8 or 9 times since the war started. I understand the consequences of Putin's actions against Ukraine. I appreciate what the Ukrainian people have done. They fought like tigers. At the end of the day, I was hoping that this minerals deal, which would be transformative in the relationship, would go over well. I talked to Zelensky this morning. Don't take the bait. President Trump was in a very good mood last night. Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance standing up for our country. We want to be helpful. What I saw in the Oval Office was disrespectful, and I don't know if we can ever do business with Zelensky again. I think most Americans saw a guy that they would not want to go in business with. The way he handled the meeting, the way he confronted the president, was just over the top. So I think the relationship between Ukraine and America is important, vitally important, but can Zelensky do a deal with the United States? After what I saw, I don't know.
Senator Graham, 2 questions.
What did President Trump say? You just had lunch with President Trump. What did he say to you about his interactions and whether he thinks
he was shocked? He was very upbeat. I told Zelensky, we'll talk about security guarantees. We'll talk about ceasefires and how the war ends. This is a process. You have a new relationship with America. A $500 billion, $500 billion deal that President Trump is proud of, that gives us an interest worth defending. Let's talk about the positive. But he was terrible at Munich, Zelensky, and I think he has made it almost impossible to sell to the American people that he's a good investment, that he is a good business partner.
Last question.
Senator Graham, one at a time.
Thank you. Do you think President Zelensky needs to resign to resume these peace talks?
He either needs to resign and send somebody over that we can do business with, or he needs to change.
All right. And again, that was Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. I know they're dealing with a lot over the weekend. You see those South Carolina fires, the brush fires that have started down there. So say a prayer to those in South Carolina. But if you lost Senator Graham among your side, you kind of lost it, right? With the Republican majority in the House and the Senate and in the White House, Lindsey Graham is usually a toss-up. But as you can hear, he's all in when it comes to President Trump. Now, also note that there are now calls for impeachment within Ukraine in regards to Zelensky. So the Ukrainian ambassador was sitting there in the room, and I don't know if you guys saw the video, but she's got her head in her hand, and she's just shaking her head like, oh my gosh, please stop, please stop. You got Secretary of State Senator Marco Rubio, he's sitting there with a very odd look on his face, like, I can't believe this is happening right now. So it's very interesting how all of this is going down. Again, I want to get your feedback on it. Joe in Baltimore, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I did. Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Yes. First thing I wanted to say is that Friday we were talking about, talking about Maryland issues. And why we don't talk about those things more often. And I just wanted to say that the fact that the President Trump is flooding the news waves every single day with something outrageous, with more news and more outrageousness and more whatever he wants to talk about, whatever he's doing. This is why we can't talk about real issues. This is why we can't focus on ourselves, our family, the things that's going on in our community, because we got to deal with a guy who wants to be in your psyche every single day. Okay. Second point is, cool, everybody's saying Zelensky was so disrespectful, we should have wore a suit. Kim, when have you ever seen not a president, not a vice president, but some news reporter, Brian Glenn, who is the beta of the relationship. We talk about alpha and betas. You know he's the beta. Disrespects a president of another country asking him about a suit. That's, I've never seen that. How do you even feel? How do you feel like you have the authority to speak to another president that way? You're nobody. You know, and then he says, Zelensky says, I'll wear suits when my country is not at war. And when I hear war, first off, Russia was the aggressor. It's simple as this to me, Kim. Once I heard from the report from Russia that some of their soldiers had went in and gang raped a mother and her daughter, and they executed them and threw them in mass graves, that was it for me. I didn't need to know why it was started. I didn't even know anything else. That's wrong, and I call it wrong. My last point, Kim, is President Trump. They did all of that, this whole orchestrated show, because it was a show. At the end of it, they asked him, Trump, what should Zelensky do? He says he has to stop saying bad things about Putin. Where is the party of Ronald Reagan? Where are the real Republicans that who used to fight against Russia? Why are we aligning ourselves with somebody who wants to replace us, who is aligning with our enemies? Why is nobody standing up to this? Why are we sitting here allowing this dude to lie to us on a daily basis?
All right, Joe, I got
a ton of talking about him.
I got a couple things for you. Just so people know, Brian Glenn is the boyfriend of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't think everybody knows that, Joe, so I just wanted to throw that out there. You know, asking Zelensky about the suit part of it. And like I said before, the suit thing wasn't a big deal to me because he shows up with that costume thing all the time. So I wasn't looking for a suit. But I guess I will go to this piece of it. You know, President Trump saying that he has to stop saying bad things about Putin. I don't think he's saying that he and Putin are friends in any way. I think what he's saying is if you really want to broker any peace, Zelensky, you're going to have to come to the table. And Putin's not going to come to the table if you're constantly bashing him, which I would think that is the case. Like, I wouldn't come to the table with somebody that's constantly bashing me. I don't know about you, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that point, Kim. I get it, and that's hopefully what it was. But me personally, I'm not about to sit here and act like the person who was abusing me and punched me in my face didn't punch me in my face. Would you sit there and be civil to, not trying to use your actual relationship, but let's say, you know, if you were in a relationship with your husband and he was abusing you, would you sit here and agree to somebody saying, no, you got to speak nice about your husband even though he was hitting and abusing you? No, that's not. I don't agree with that at all. Again, when you look back at what was actually happening, his people are being raped. 19,000 children have been kidnapped. They've been kidnapped.
And that is awful. But how do you get to the table to make sure 19,000 children are not, more children are not kidnapped? Do you just do nothing about it?
No, Kim, but you got to first speak the truth. And you got to say that, yes, they're the ones who invaded them.
Well, unfortunately, and respectfully, Joe, I disagree, because unfortunately, I think that's what they've been doing when Joe Biden was in the, you know, in the Oval Office, and they sent Kamala Harris back and forth. She said she went back and forth 6 times, and I think that's why they didn't get anywhere. I mean, we can't just keep doing the same old thing and expecting this war to come to an end. It's just, you've got to do something differently. Now, I don't know if this is the exact answer. That's why I'm asking everybody else, but you got to do something differently, because this isn't working.
Yeah, but it can't start with you calling Zelensky a dictator and saying that he started the war. That's just blatantly false, Kim.
All right.
You got to start with the facts.
All right, Joe. I didn't hear that part, but I appreciate you calling in. I hope that you have a great day. I don't remember Trump calling him a dictator. Possibly he has. I don't know. I didn't see that. I usually watch the news pretty closely. I got Tom at Owings Mills. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, aside from Zelensky's bizarre behavior, and let's hope any replacement is less obstinate than he is, it seemed odd to me that J.D. Vance would seize upon him not wearing a suit when it's well known both in and out of Ukraine that Zelensky has said many times he will never wear a suit and tie until the war is over. And if you want to have cachet with the Ukrainian people, who will be well aware of that statement, you don't seize upon that particular thing to call him out. For instance, in the old days, if you called out Johnny Cash for wearing a black suit or Michael Jackson for wearing one glove or Kim Klasick when she's on the campaign trail wearing a red dress and red shoes, people would think you were not a person of knowledge and you would look foolish.
Yeah, that's usually what people take from it. And I think that's why people were pointing it out so much. I agree with you, Tom. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. When we get back, we'll continue on this conversation. If you want to weigh in on what happened there at the White House on Friday, 410-WCBM-680. That is 410-922-6680.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The newly elected German chancellor vows real independence from an indifferent U.S. We're not an indifferent U.S. What Donald Trump is saying is he wants free and fair trade, and reciprocal tariffs will be put in place if the European Union and India and Canada keep putting tariffs on us. And what is Germany going to do? Continue to make deals like they made with Vladimir Putin? And that's going to be their new trusted ally for the source of the lifeblood of their economy, energy, in light of his track record? Good luck following that policy. In the end, they'll all come around, is my prediction. In the end, they don't understand to this day, which is kind of amazing to me, how Donald Trump operates.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messelthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the blow up at the White House. This blow up was heard all around the world. No joke. You had President Zelensky of Ukraine getting into an argument with VP J.D. Vance, and of course, President Trump as well. And it didn't go over very well. People are taking sides. Honestly, I wish this war in Ukraine would just come to an end already. And we definitely don't want to send any more money to Ukraine. I got a text and a text line from Keith. Keith says, Kim, not to play devil's advocate, but look at a map of NATO in 1991 when the Cold War ended and compare it to a map of NATO today. We are literally on Russia's doorstep. What Russia did by invading Ukraine is what we call self-defense. Oh, Keith, there's a lot of people. Look, that's why I'm saying this conversation's a hot one. It really is. I got Will in Baltimore. Will, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hi, Kim. Zelensky is despised by the people of Ukraine. He only's got a 4% approval. 90-some percent of the people can't stand him. He's canceled the elections. They don't have any voting over there. He would never get elected, and the guy is beyond a dictator. He's money laundering. He's worth billions of dollars, and more importantly, this deal that they were supposed to sign for the minerals, for the rare earth, Zelensky signed a deal with the British 5 days before Trump was sworn in for the British to get 100% of the rare earth minerals. So this whole thing was a sham. And he met with Chris Murphy, a U.S. senator, before he met with Trump when he was over here. And Murphy gave an interview yesterday, I think it was, saying that Zelensky said he was going to nix the deal before he even met with Trump. So the whole thing was a sham. We need to throw the British, and now the British are going behind their back. They're all loving up against this guy, said they're going to put boots on the ground, put soldiers in there, and putting all these things. They want to perpetuate the war. And the British, who we have saved in multiple wars, are stabbing us in the back.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen anything like this. Now, they were all behind what's going on in Ukraine with all the money laundering with Burisma. And, you know, all that stuff with Eric Sciarmella and Bittman and everything. But the people have no idea. You know, these low-information voters, these Trump derangement syndrome people call up, and they just despise Donald Trump.
Well, there's a lot of people that feel the same way you do. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll continue this topic when we get back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology.